Get any better on that side either. Time to
go. And with that, everyone, welcome to another episode of the Armory 33 podcast. As always, Quinn, Miss Paige, Tristan, Tanner over here to my right-hand man. Do you want to explain what is on the table right here? These lovely, my favorite people, bought random snacks from across the world?
Looks like
we got a whole array of stuff here.
I see Lay's, I see Doritos, I see Guinness chips.
Mexico, Taiwan.
There's two different types of Guinness
chips. Canada, Ireland, onion, and yogurt.
Oh, yeah.
The brand is literally called Hard Bite.
Yeah, that's the hard.
That's going to buy your product.
But so I think it's funny that we're doing this episode now because last night I participated in a eating contest at a minor league baseball game.
How'd that go?
Not bad. The contest started in the second inning. The first thing they gave us was two hot dogs.
That's easy.
They were gone in seconds for me. Then the next inning, you had to eat everything like in one inning. The next thing they gave us was a 14-ounce can of sauerkraut.
That's a tough
like that. Off the shelf, they just popped the top and handed it to you, and you had to empty the can, which means you had to drink the liquid to go with it.
Ooh.
That was
a little tough.
Liquid was because my thing was is like a lot of every time I was like scooping it out with a fork, it was just like it was like a never ending bowl of sauerkraut because it just more just kept appearing somehow. And I'm like, fuck. I was like mad and I was angry and I was like trying not to sweat because I started getting the meat sweats for some reason. I don't know why. It was hot.
The kraut sweats.
Literally, I had like 1,500 people, their eyes were on like the nine of us eating.
Yeah, I'm okay.
And I'm like, okay, cool. Finish that, no problem. I was burping sauerkraut till like 6 a.m. this morning. It felt horrible. Then the thing that did me in was a jar. I don't have a jar around here. A jar bigger than this can of kosher Vlasic pickle.
Vlasic.
Kosher dill pickle mixed with Frank's Red Hot hot sauce.
Would be really good, drinking but not liquid. In a
no, food again, eating. You had to, and we all know that I have stomach issues.
And I wonder, Quinn, I'm wondering why you have stomach issues considering you said that you did this, what?
Two years ago was the first time. And it was one of the things I'm like, free baseball tickets, free food.
So how did you get in like on this?
Saw it on Facebook and they're like, we're looking for contestants. I was like, what's the worst that happens? Oh, I did that 2 years ago. The last thing I went out on 2 years ago was a whole box of grape-flavored Pop-Tarts.
Many Pop-Tarts. Like, grape Pop-Tarts?
Jelly. But and they were cold. Like, they weren't toasted. They were just, like,
I know.
Pop-Tarts.
See,
I have an issue with the box.
Calories of fucking Pop-Tarts.
The entire box is only three packs.
Pop-Tarts.
Yes.
That's a lot of Pop-Tarts.
Well, my issue is not with the grape-flavored Pop-Tarts, but a whole pack of grape-flavored Pop-Tarts. There are other Pop-Tart flavors.
No problem.
Yeah.
No fucking problem.
Hot fudge sundae?
No. See, yeah. I'd only be able to do fruit. Like, I don't think I could do, like, the chocolate marshmallow. What?
I'll only be able to do fruit.
Quinn, I'm going to say here that it kind of takes one to know one in that situation.
I thought you were trying to take it away from me.
I miss you. I've been away from you guys for 2 days, and it's been a very weird 2 days.
Yeah.
So the next thing after the pickle, I bowed out, and I had maybe a quarter of the jar left. At that point, I probably should have just manned up and been like choking them down. But I made the mistake of when you eat something hot, you take a deep breath. The air basically incinerated. It was like adding fuel to a fire, basically.
So it's like with any spicy thing you eat. Yeah.
And the bottles of water they gave us were warm.
God.
The next round took five of those people out. They had to eat a whole entire box of graham crackers.
I could have done it.
There's a lot.
I love you.
Water.
That's a lot.
But that's
an issue.
Yeah, because you only had the 6 outs in the inning to go in baseball. So it could have been over very quick or very slow. Here's the thing, though. The guys were crushing the graham crackers, adding water to it, and eating it like oatmeal. And was like, that's ingenious.
Oh, well, that's how they do it when they have like, the Nathan's hot Joe dog eating. Yeah. Literally, they're dipping the hot dogs in water. So that kind of goes right
but
with
if you think, like, if graham crackers, crushed graham crackers in water, it's basically like cinnamon sugar oatmeal.
That's
You're
true.
Making a paste at that point.
Yeah, see, I feel like that would get harder to swallow.
No,
well,
I think
the
I would...
one guy started choking because he didn't crush a bag completely
God.
In one thing. And like, he like burped, and I was like, huh. Just like, I saw the burp happen, and I was like, no. Like, hey, but as I was eating, I was like, oh, we're doing a podcast tomorrow where we are eating random foods from across the world. We're only going to try four today.
To try the rest?
This is going to be a series within the podcast.
Paige, where did we get these from again?
Where did you find these?
MunchAddict.com.
MunchAddict.com.
I will also get to pick, or they just like, you're just hey, I want random ones.
Oh, no, I picked all of these. They do also have mystery packages that you can get.
Yeah, because I walked into your office when you're like, I spent $200 on snacks.
Yep. There's reasons why you shouldn't shop online when you're drunk. And it's because you buy $200
like
worth of snacks. There's no way in hell I'm touching
I'm not trying that at all.
Buck.
I have no interest in licorice.
Bottoms up.
That is from the country
Maybe
of
after
Sweden.
We try some of this stuff.
All right. So we have 16 laid out there in front of us. Now we have a D20 that we're rolling with. So anything over 17 is going to basically just be a reroll, starting with the Lay's.
Yes.
So chicken drumstick.
One, the orange box.
Yes,
number
the orange
one
box
right
is number one. And
the across the top.
Doritos, which are slightly out of frame there on the end. And I believe that is the garlic steak Doritos, not to be confused with sweet chili Doritos of the same bag color, which the lovely Paige is about to show off.
Look at that.
Right
our
there.
Our very own van of white.
All righty. So let's roll this die and see what kind of wonderful ethnic food we are going to be consuming today. We got four. Oh, it's the one I wanted to try. That's fantastic. All right, so I have no idea what this actually is.
So I think how we should
see it there. Looks like cranberry sauce.
Sriracha.
Prick pow cheese is what they call it.
What is the country of origin?
India?
I say it sounds Hindi.
Not the
Thailand.
Manufactured by Pepsi Cola Thailand. Ooh, that.
I think that the people that don't have their cards chosen have to eat one of the chips that they have. No, everybody gets their own bag of chips. And then, if you want, we can pass the bag to
It's like a white elephant thing. I want to try your bag.
Then the winner should be able to pick which one they get.
Okay. All right, cool.
So, who's rolling next?
Five. Got.
I think it's the
Szechuan peppercorn chicken. Really good.
I'm going to say, like, Brazil.
Taiwan.
All right. Oh, yeah, just for the record, Paige did not choose any Chinese
There's
snacks.
There's one, yes, because it was duck tongue.
Yes. All right.
You could have, though. You easily could have. Last time we were here, Tanner spilled a case of Coca-Cola on the ground. Four is still sticky.
Dang.
Thank you, sir.
Right?
No.
Oh, we got
the Guinness Rich Chili Thick Cut Hand Cooked Potato Chips. See if we can get this. I don't know where the camera's at. I'm looking there, but I'm trying to focus down here. You're out of frame, boy.
Booming, it's Ireland.
The product of the Lamp House.
You know, the British take credit for everything, so why not that?
Yeah, they blew a 13 colony lead, okay?
that
was pretty good range. Mr. Tanner. Okay, so if you get a 4, 5, or 8, you have to re-roll.
Yep.
He's going to get a 1.
No.
One is fine. A 1 just appears to be chicken flavored.
Most curious about is 2, which is.
Canadians have oddly probably the most disgusting one on here.
That's an 18.
It's a 19 and got to roll again.
14.
One, two.
So it's that Lay's bag right there.
I think it says on the back.
The thing that worries me is that the tag is.
Artificial. Also from Taiwan.
A grilled ribs.
The box. I mean, we can.
We will, but you have to pull yours.
No, no,
I got the
Guinness
one.
Oh, that's right.
Baby.
All right. I mean, I'm all cool with keeping them out.
Yeah, that's fine.
In case we decide
to give you guys half of that stack.
That sounds
like
we will let Miss Paige draw the first black card.
Now, great idea to get a bunch of crunchy snacks for a podcast.
The first black card that we have in play.
Hey, Reddit. I'm blank. Ask me anything.
And it's whoever's card is picked gets to eat a chip, or do they get to eat somebody else's chip?
I don't.
Wait, should we open these on the count of three?
That However way. You want to do it.
On the count of three.
All the people that don't get chosen.
Open, Tristan, get ready to open your bags. One, two.
Too many buttons.
Hey!
Oh my God.
That doesn't smell bad at all. That smells like fucking chicken.
I do smell ribs in this one.
We have to dig deep. Right. They did claim it was artificial.
That smells fucking
here,
delicious.
Give that one a sniff.
Yeah, here, pass these down to Paige. Mine smell really good. Yours somehow gave me a thing where I kind of just threw up in my mouth.
You can smell hers. That's strange.
Like, it legitimately smells like a rotisserie chicken.
I know. The neck, it's like ASMR.
Wait until there is smell-o-vision.
Smell-o-vision.
If your card is picked, you get to pick a chip or try your own chip.
Sounds good to me.
Does that seem fair?
Okay.
Or you, how about if you win, you get to pick the chip that everybody tries?
Yes.
There we go.
Hey, Reddit. I'm a snowman that contains the soul of my dead father. Ask me anything. Hey, Reddit. I'm clamping down on a gazelle's jugular and tasting its warm life waters. Ask me anything. And the winner. Hey, Reddit. I'm vajazzling my vajayjay. Ask me anything.
Thank you.
Don't forget to pick a new white card after you play yours.
Oh, ready.
So, Tristan, whose chips are we?
Honestly, y'all are going to try my chips first.
Because we're all going to crunch.
Where's this discard pile for white cards?
Just had it. Single.
We're good.
So you picked from the very tiny pile.
I put the one.
It wasn't.
I think some of the sets are doubled.
Oh, maybe.
Whose chip are we trying?
Whose chip?
Y'all try my chili.
We'll all try it at the same time.
I don't have to try mine.
Like chili, cheese.
No, you do have to try it.
I have no idea what. I have no. It looks like it's like cranberry relish and cheese, but that's
not.
It just says it's some kind of
same thing on the back. Because
mine said it's flat potato chips, prick pow. Cheese flavor.
Okay.
I have no idea what prickow is.
What? Probably like a spicy cheese.
It's not bad. Like
it's
American
bland,
barbecue.
Bland barbecue.
It's considering smoky.
There's a lot of chili peppers on the front.
I'm getting some
spice, but not much.
I'm getting any spice.
I got the cheese taste, though.
A little bit.
One more time.
Let me give it another shot.
Yeah. I was really concerned about these.
Not bad, but it's...
Yeah. I got more of a cheese taste.
Interesting.
Cheese. Eat your chips away.
I'm getting a very small hint of spice.
This is what you can expect for the new year.
All right, so.
Out would be on the bottom.
Part. Lay them down to make it easy.
You want to lay them out?
I would say if he's looking at what it's
saying. Yeah, I'm going to be flipping them over. So do in on the bottom.
Is the very first one he reads.
And so then put that one on the bottom.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So if he's looking at the Cards Against Humanity part of this, that's the out. If he flips over and reads the actual card, that's the out, and then it makes sense.
And on the top.
Yes.
Wait. Out at the bottom.
So, I'm not looking at your cards, because...
Yeah.
Okay, so, this is in. That makes sense.
Hey. You said save it for the podcast.
Am I allowed to open up my eyes here?
Yes, good? You're good.
Okay, cool.
Were you wearing your sunglasses?
I was.
Boss status.
All right.
That's when you wear your sunglasses.
Here's what you can expect for the new year.
That's
what you can expect for the new year. Out.
We're going to have to put that parental advisory before this.
Here's what you can expect from the new year.
That word. That was my card.
Mine was the grandma one.
Yeah,
I figured it was.
Yours was good, but for some reason.
So, Quinn, you get to pick the chips we try next.
All right.
So, these are...
Guinness Rich Chili.
It's literally say Brute Hang... cooked potato chips with Guinness rich chili flavor.
Down for some Guinness chili.
I'd be down for some Guinness. Tristan!
Ready?
Too late now.
Those are good.
Fuck off.
He said, give me my bag back.
I'll be honest, I kind of want to order a bag just to keep it.
Ooh. I mean,
those are solid.
Like kettle cooked, please.
Okay. Thank you.
Those are, like, bigger chips, too.
I know that if I get you for Secret Santa this year, Tanner, that I know what to get you. You don't work with us anymore, so no Secret Santa for you. I'm talking about work Secret Santa.
I thought we were doing podcast Secret Santa.
Podcast Secret Santa is going to be D&D themed, which I guess actually never mind. Guinness chips, you drink a lot. It's fine. I got you.
Those are really good chips.
Legitimately tastes like a bowl of chili, but, like, in a chip.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's really good.
Science is amazing.
Hey, at least there's something that good came out of the U.K.,
right.
Aside from us.
I don't know how to pronounce this, but I'm going to try my best. Now on Netflix, Jiro Dreams of Blank.
What? Dreams?
I guess it's like Jiro, J-I-R-O, Dreams of Blank. Doo-doo-doo.
Why do you have to close your eyes?
Cards are whose?
Like you're going to remember.
That burp tasted fantastic.
I'm really digging my weird.
So now on Netflix, Jiro dreams of the hot dog I put in my vagina 10 days ago. Dreams of the 9,000 children who starved to death today.
Are not really.
There's no view. There's no opinion. It's just a
dreams of competing against 20 other women for the love of Flava Flav.
Oh.
Since we're eating, I'm going to go Jiro dreams of the 9,000 children who starved to death today.
Let's dig in, boy.
That means Tanner puts hot dogs up.
You better be careful next time I bring hot dogs over, then. Oh, God. Szechuan peppercorn chicken. Okay, ready?
I smell it.
Okay.
Wow.
That is a very strong flavor profile.
This chip is taking me out to dinner.
God, that's...
I don't like it.
I like it.
I'm a big fan. I was actually...
I don't think that's actually bad.
Thank you. Don't drop these ones.
I actually really like that one, too.
I'm going to try another one.
So, right now, the Guinness ones are still my favorite.
Oh, yeah, the Guinness ones.
Followed by Tristan's.
Tristan's, I think, might like more than mine, but mine... I like quite a bit.
FDA, please lift the ban on good-tasting things, okay? We don't need 18 different varieties of barbecue. We need Middlesworth barbecue, and that's it.
I would have to say that comes in right under the Guinness.
As of right now, Guinness, Paige is mine.
Okay. Are we ready for the next one? For my next trick, I will pull blank out of blank.
Again, this is two-part one. So the first one you need to read is going to be in the bottom card.
The first one is the first. If when I flip the cards over, that's the very first one I need to see. For my next trick, I will pull blank out of blank.
Yes, ma'am. I like how I'm just sweating across the table with picking up on all the microphones.
All right, so for my next trick, I will pull Hobstank out of a toxic family environment.
You did not just pronounce Hoobastank like Hobstank?
I can't remember who the fuck Hoobastank is.
Don't start singing it!
For my next trick, I will pull Kevin Bacon Bits out of my uncle who voted for Trump.
What is that
one gives me nightmares.
It gives me questions more than anything.
I gotta go the solving problems with violence in the Italians.
Bravo.
Apparently I'm really good at putting two different things together. Where's
your discard pile?
Tanner, let's try your chip.
Okie dokie.
Since, you know...
Throw some more in.
We'll say.
What are these? These are
the ribs.
Artificial
grilled rib flavor. I just grabbed a small one because
you're the host.
I don't like the way they look.
Do we have do we have a hierarchy?
Both.
Oh, okay.
Kidding. Of course.
To
democracy.
Artificial.
Yeah, here.
I want a bigger one.
Flavor. The back end's not terrible.
That's what he said. They're okay. Just pass it around the table quick.
There's not a problem with passing in front of the camera. I can still see it.
My knee was locked up, so I had to bend down anyway.
I mean,
I got it. It's like a sweet honey glazed barbecue.
We might try another couple ones here, but let's keep playing.
Yeah.
Finally dig into these now.
Yeah, let's fucking hit them.
Anybody want to get more Guinness?
You're good.
Whoop.
No, this is terrible.
What, Paige?
Anybody? Paige, it's your turn to read a black card.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Who won?
Oh. Okay.
Hit me with it.
I need three cards. Blank plus blank equals blank.
Blank plus blank equals blank.
Yeah, so 1 + 1 = 5. What is this one I'm drinking even called? Is it?
Pog Tart.
No, it says kick around.
That's the brand.
Close your eyes, Quinn.
It is guava, orange, and passion fruit.
Damn.
It's good, right?
All right.
I felt that one in my nose.
Now you're getting it.
These are my cards, yes. I'm missing somebody's set of cards.
Pitch. Jump around. Jump up, get down.
Blowing glucose on an inflatable chair plus having big dreams but no realistic way to achieve them equals the shittier Jewish version of Christmas.
What the fuck?
Sounds like a really bad HBO special.
Right?
Boogers plus authentic Mexican cuisine equals Facebook. What? No, I think it should be Facebook plus boogers equals authentic Mexican cuisine. Okay. Wait a second.
Is this a throwaway one?
Santa's not real?
Oh, fuck.
No, so finding out Santa is not real plus a belly full of hard-boiled eggs equals doing crimes. Yeah, maybe war crimes. I'm going to go with blowing a guy named Lucas on an inflatable chair.
Woo!
We have horrible dreams. We are nice people.
I'm a nice person.
All right, Paige.
You want somebody else's chips, or do you want to keep eating your own? I think whoever wins gets to pick what bag they get to eat out of.
Good with eating my own chips.
Okay.
Having a good time over here?
When the Pharaoh remained unmoved, Moses called down a plague of blank.
I got your next card for you then.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I think some of the white cards we are playing again. So
discard it. You can handle it.
What the fuck?
I believe in you.
What the fuck is that? Tanner likes it when I pull things for him.
All right. When Pharaoh remained unmoved. Moses called down a plague of penis breath. Okay.
Because your husband told me to have up the chips and there's just fucking crumbs left.
Welcome to my marriage. Have at the chips. Saving it for later.
Very nice.
Hey, babe.
When Pharaoh remained unmoved, Moses called down a plague of extremely tight pants.
Damn, Quinn Page is passing back and forth.
Apparently.
Why? Because we have great minds. We are beautiful, strong women.
You heard it here first, folks.
2024, don't judge.
Who said I was judging?
Oh, what, that I'm a woman?
When I was tripping on acid.
I'm going to go to hell for this one.
Okay, that's right.
We're open for everybody.
Welcome to the party.
Wait. What are you doing?
I'm just putting them.
I thought he was about to mix them up.
No. There you go.
He's just shuffle them real quick.
I guess I shouldn't have handed them to him because that kind of defeats the purpose.
No, it doesn't. Ooh,
okay. I rubbed chip dust into my eye. Oh.
Was it the Szechuan chicken?
It was the Guinness chip. Tanner devoured his bag.
I mean, it wasn't bad.
When I was tripping on acid, getting naked and watching Nickelodeon turned into jerking off into a pool of children's tears. Well, if you watch your new documentary about mine. Dan Schneider. Man. Oh, you get the same reaction I did. It's just the immediate. What?
Wait till you get to mine, children.
When I was tripping acid, cards you can get to me and you turn into no.
It was definitely her last Christmas then.
Poor grandma.
The really bad thing is I just watched a video on the Donner.
Chewy, I think I got one of her fingernails.
Ew.
That's some top tier shit.
Can I say we all win on that one? Or do I have to give like a definite winner?
Oh my God. I don't want to pick this.
Even the cards know.
You're the one who drew the milkman for me.
I want
nobody to blame but yourself.
I'm going to go with getting naked and watching Nickelodeon.
Take a road trip.
The context in which you just said that makes me not want to take a road trip.
Road trip through the Sierra Nevadas.
It was basically
like figuring
the
we can take
Trail.
A shortcut to Utah.
Yeah. That was before the Mormons got to Salt Lake City.
Snowy.
It was like the first instance of cannibalism happening.
No, not first instance. Big deal.
The wonderful YouTube channel, The Lore Lodge, did a great video on it. They're from Philly. So
okay.
Really good people. I have emails in the other podcasts to try and get remote interviews.
You're the man.
I try.
Bravo's new reality show features 8 washed-up celebrities living with blank.
I didn't have to read the rest of my cards. I just read that one of them. Chips are delicious.
Bravo's new reality show features 8 washed-up celebrities living with...
I would watch that show.
Bravo's new reality show features 8 washed-up celebrities living with... Mike Pence. Bravo's new reality show features 8 washed-up celebrities living with...
Say that in Paige's voice. Another 2-part question.
Man.
In M. Night Shyamalan's new movie, Bruce Willis discovers that blank had really been blank all along. That he was in the longest trilogy it took to ever get made. For those who don't know, that is Unbreakable, Split, and then Glass.
Excellent movies.
Oh, Paige, we should talk about our movie list.
Movie before the end of the list.
We actually started this kind of like watch movies. You start off with a movie where you have the main character, right? The actor is the main character.
But then you pick another movie based off of a supporting character.
In that movie.
Oh, who is the main character in the next movie.
So we started
Except
off...
Except it took us a really long time to get to Kevin Bacon.
So we started off with Con Air, with the god himself, Mr. Nicolas Cage. Then we went to 1408. Featuring John Cusack, who was a supporting character in Con Air. Mm-hmm. Then we went from John Cusack in that to Pulp Fiction because 1408 stars alongside Samuel Jackson. So you have Pulp Fiction.
Through a wild card.
Wild card. My super ex-girlfriend.
Come at me, bro.
Featuring Uma Thurman. Huh? Not nearly as good as you think you might. Yes. Yeah.
With Luke Wilson.
Mr. Luke Wilson. That one. Yeah. And then finally.
We're going to be watching Love Actually next. So it's pretty exciting.
All right.
Who's up? In M. Night Shyamalan's new movie, Bruce Willis discovers that... I mean, his movies, that could be the plot twist.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis discovers that the wonders of the Orient had really been a sea of troubles all along.
That would almost make sense.
Hey, look at that. It's my partner.
What the fuck?
Step your game up, boys.
This is fixed.
How is it fixed?
Considering Paige is, like, picking randomly out of the deck.
When I am president...
Oh, shit.
I will create the Department of... Blank.
This is gonna get age-restricted very fast.
When I am president, I will create the Department of... Elfcom.
Gross.
Whatever.
When I am president...
The fuck?
I will create the Department of my neck, my back, my pussy, and my crack.
Oh, that's good.
I can't wait for your presidency, Madam President.
There's one that you were distinctively wrong if you do not choose.
I think Tanner played the elf cum card.
I'm picking the Department of not knowing what to believe about
God
butter
damn it.
Anymore.
I mean, that's
I'd
me.
I'd like to know what
but,
to believe about butter.
But the fucking... My neck.
You played the Elfcom one, didn't you?
Y'all need to stop playing with Elfcom. That's what you need to stop doing.
Get your fake chicken.
Are we all ready to try new chips, or are we still munching?
Oh, you know what?
I still have, like, half a bag of... Take some of these. Eat some of these.
This holiday season, Tim Allen must overcome his fear of blank to save Christmas.
If you don't get my card, we can no longer be friends.
This holiday season, Tim Allen must overcome his fear of fucking up Silent Night and 300 parents to save Christmas.
It was a throwaway card. I didn't know what the fuck that was. I don't know what a dial-a-slice apple slicer is.
I don't know, but it worked.
A dial-a-slice apple slicer?
Yeah.
You can make it get you the perfect apple slices. Tanner, can you grab me one of those too?
No, I want to know the other one.
The latter one.
I totally fucked.
Snack.
So you did not pick Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No, it was really good.
You get why I picked Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Are you good?
Mr. Freeze.
Jingle all the way.
Oh, fuck, you're right.
How many do we have?
12.
Do we have
a D12?
Yeah, Paige, top note next to the Viking helmet. Okay.
She got her anything.
Put that over next to the light and come up. I got you. Or just put it over on the side of the
thing. All right. No, put it right here.
Yeah. All right.
Tim, was that your roll or not?
No.
Oh, sorry. I just want to go jingle all the way and mix it with the Santa Claus. It would have been perfect.
That would have been really good.
That's now.
All right. You guys ready for this?
Yep.
Six.
No.
Yeah.
The dots at the...
It's a nine.
Oh, cool.
That's the Guinness chips?
Woo!
If the chips are in the shape of lightning bolts, it automatically wins.
Oh, hell yeah, they do. No, they're not.
Yes, they are. They're all...
Five. Oh, that's a big bag.
It's the sweet corn flavored.
I don't know if I'm going to like it.
Four layers.
That's why they're turtle chips, I realized. Oh, my God. But they're sweet corn.
Big ass bag of chips, too.
I mean, roll again then.
Do you want these ones?
Yeah, that's pretty nuts.
Kinda.
Oh, that's the honey butter.
No.
It's like honey and brie.
It's gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine.
You're their average height.
Honey butter, chip.
Oh, it is honey butter.
And some sort of cheese.
About to find out.
Thanks.
Sorry, everyone, that just had to look at my back while I read those.
Oh, yeah, I guess we should have had it on the table.
What do we got?
Yeah, we do.
Three.
Ooh, you came real close to them yogurt.
The yogurt ones. Yeah, what do we...
I don't know. I can't read Japanese.
Some sort of turkey leg? Grilled chicken.
Oh, okay.
Just grilled chicken. This one is from... Just not sure. Taiwan, again.
All right.
Taiwan, with a lot of very unique flavors.
Fun flavors.
Should I be worried that they had to put the American version of the nutrition facts on a sticker on the back?
Yeah, that
I was going to say, because, like, you see, I...
Yep.
Oh, yours are from Korea?
One, two, three.
That's how mine were last time.
Mother of fucking...
These...
I'm afraid they're going to go... Open it from the bottom.
No!
Over there.
Oh, you teared them. What?
That smells weird.
These smell way sweet.
It's literally a bag.
It's gonna be too bad though.
It's like
a bag of cheese.
I'm so excited. Mine smell like a dessert.
But nope. Don't like that.
Ooh, these smell.
They smell like a dessert.
Don't really smell like much of anything.
Oh.
They smell like a dessert.
Mine smell like fish.
That actually smells not pretty bad.
I think, again, we're going to have fun.
So mine kind of
whoever wins,
like
everybody tries theirs.
His smell like the bags we are already eating.
Yeah.
Whew, that's an intense one.
No, if you throw some sugar on these, I'd pay...
Hey, it says flavor shot.
I'd spend $5 on these at a carnival. Deep fry them a little bit more.
We shall see.
All right.
Whose turn is it? Paige. You would...
Oh.
Where are we at? Paige has got like fucking six cards
over
there.
Did anybody ever pick one of your cards?
Ah! Blank.
This drink right here is the same as the orange.
It's got, they're both trogues.
Oh!
It tastes like a soda.
Huh?
What am I drinking to forget?
Our friendship.
I
drink to forget shiny objects. And I drink to forget more elephant cock than I bargained for. All right.
That was an easy one.
A lot of reasons to drink, gentlemen.
Oh, wait, yeah, okay.
We were supposed to tell each other when to try.
Well, who won?
The shape of a lightning bolt.
Doritos America, y'all are fucking up. Give us lightning-shaped Doritos.
Hold on. They missed a prime opportunity with that when cars came out.
Those don't even remotely taste
like
hot wings.
Wings.
They're
like
good. They taste like a blank Dorito. Nothing to complain about, except for the fact that that is not hot wings, my dudes.
Have you guys ever had the Buffalo Ranch hot wings? Flavor's there, but the flavor profile of the Buffalo Ranch Dorito, Buffalo hot wing and dipped in ranch.
Oh, yeah.
Those ones are really good, but that tastes like that, just like very, very mild.
What do you guys think?
It's not
think
bad,
about?
But it's just very mild.
How they... envisionize American hot wings tasting.
So maybe that's because
maybe
like
they think we're all
like over there
on hot sauce.
Yeah,
we have shows literally on YouTube called Hot Ones.
Yeah, but like
Asian spices, Asian spice will kill you.
Fuck your shit up.
Like it will kill you.
Joke. It's not bad. It's just no, flavor is not very strong, so yeah. It just tastes
interesting.
Like
interesting. Nothing wrong with
white
it.
White is bad.
Mr. Tristan, you got a card.
Next on ESPN2, the World Series of blank.
I love her laugh. So how's everybody been?
All right.
Slept till about 3 o'clock yesterday.
Damn.
Damn, we slept till 1.
Well, I went to bed at 11. I was just catching up on sleep from the rest of the week.
We went to bed at like
9:30.
Yep. So. All right. Next on ESPN2, the World Series of holding down a child and farting all over him.
Aggressive pink eye.
Why do we...
You're the only one with one.
Next on ESPN2.
I have Tanner.
The World Series of poor life choices. Nope, because welcome this up. Is... Next on ESPN2, the World Series of... No.
Necrophilia. That was okay. Good.
Might have to try Quinn's Nasty Chips.
Take another one.
I don't think I've ever tried Brie.
I don't want the way they smell.
I'm going to bring over a cheese plate for you guys.
Dated a girl named Brie.
I don't like it.
Okay.
Can ready? We just fucking eat these?
Yeah. Hold on back.
No.
Well. It literally tastes like honey and Brie.
I don't like Brie.
That's not bad.
Well, then that explains why you don't like
it. It's sweet. But it's not.
That one
I have an issue with butter flavor.
It has a Brie.
It does have an artificial butter flavor.
Brie.
Is that the perfect thing I told you?
No, but I just said that and I sparked something in Paige.
I wouldn't say that's.
I'm not allowed to have microwave popcorn.
I don't.
What?
Not allowed to have microwave popcorn at home. Tristan, why am I not allowed to have microwave popcorn?
Lick the inside of the bag.
You rip that bag open and you just get all that butter. All right. Horribly yeah, low.
It was
pretty good.
Oh, man.
That was pretty good.
Not me.
There you go, buddy.
One week.
Hi, Mike and Ike's.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, good boy. Pat him on the head.
There you go. I had to go buy a new battery today for my riding mower, so this was my breakfast. It was Mike and Ike's at 9 a.m. in the morning.
Amen.
Mike and Ike's in Mountain Dew.
All right.
I will not. Lifetime presents blank, the story of blank.
Let me read that. Lifetime presents blank.
I regret nothing.
Even these are like really sweet.
That's gonna be hype. It is, because everything's gonna be hyper sweet because you blew out your tongue receptors.
Okay, Lifetime presents mutually assured destruction. Is the story of how great of a blowjob Jesus could give. Wow. Lifetime presents Lunchables, the story of the inaudible screams of carrots. Who watched Sausage Party recently? Okay, and finally, Lifetime presents Waiting Till Marriage, the story of dick pics.
That one fits well.
Does it, Tanner? Are you waiting for marriage to show dick pics?
No. Let's go in the other room.
No. The inaudible screams of a carrot over there.
Say it to me.
Are we trying your turtle chips?
Yes. Oh, God. They're not actually made out of turtle. They just look like turtles because they're four layers.
Probably going to be extremely crunchy.
Very sweet.
Actually, good.
We have an entire show that's going to be dedicated to seafood chips.
Yeah, I can
see. A churro almost.
Yeah.
Good enough, popcorn.
Oh.
I like that one. I think they're good.
Whatever the fuck.
Don't you grow corn?
You don't like sweet corn? It does remind me of corn.
Texture.
I think that's why it reminded me of like a cream corn kind of taste, and I love cream corn.
That is a texture fucking nightmare. That's the whole point of this. The whole point is to get the reactions of what the fuck.
Yeah, I thought they were going to be a lot weirder than they are, but they're actually.
Can I have another American?
This one, the texture reminds me of a bugle.
Why I fucking hate bugles.
True. Yeah.
Lightning bolt.
Would they be considered like bastardized wings?
I don't know what kind of wings these are. Like
plain wings that have very light barbecue sauce on them.
Somebody that doesn't know how to make wings.
Right. Oops, no red hot.
Sorry, no seasoning on these wings.
Oh, so they were made by white people.
Well, they did say, it does say American.
That's right.
That flavor away.
Salt and pepper is not seasoning.
No, it's not.
Kristen.
No, it's not my turn. Oh, no, I got some. Oh, yeah.
You had chips in your beard.
Oh, yeah.
I was waiting for Paige to return.
Paige, would you like these back?
Yes.
You can have those.
They're not turtly enough for the turtle.
Yep, I've been to a lot of different places and tried a lot of different food.
I just...
That.
Paige. What? Black card, please.
Oh, did I win?
You did.
You always win.
You're just like killing it.
You know who's not slaying it?
Me.
Tanner.
Yeah, nothing.
If you like blank, you might be a redneck. Just liking sweet corn flavored potato chips right here, redneck.
No, it makes you Midwestern.
This is fucking solid.
It's like a soda. Mm-hmm. Or it's like a sparkling ice.
Yeah.
With alcohol.
If you like fake tits, you might be a redneck.
That's called inbreeding.
If you like my relationship status, you might be a redneck.
I would have said the center one.
Because it was yours, probably.
That was my second choice. Oh, Quinn. Is that the new Fonzie banging on the... Oh. Poor Tanner. No.
He's got to win one.
Quinn gets to pick what chips.
Right.
We'll give Tanner a victory today.
Small victory.
I almost chose that second one.
Oh, wait, never mind.
I just ate it.
Like mini versions of Doritos, so.
It's like an apple.
It smells like chicken biscuit.
It's adorable.
Yeah.
It tastes like chicken and biscuit.
I picked these ones.
Anybody want these Brie chips back?
Nope.
No, I don't want your turtle chips. No. All right. Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
And they're very good.
Oh, yeah.
So, the one that is probably the most unpalatable, I would say, is the Brie.
I still think my favorite one's not because they were my chips, the Guinness chili.
Guinness chili has been at the very top.
As far as realness to what they were supposed to represent, I absolutely agree.
Did you unplug my chair?
As if somebody unplugged your chair?
You know when you raise it, you can push it back in the locket, and if you pull it out, it'll sink over time. So you unplugged my chair.
That's not how they work.
Shut up. Yes, it is in the studio. Who has two cards they're getting ready to get rid of?
Oh, my God. You're
not in. Yeah, seriously. Two cards.
All right. Start drawing, like, stop drawing off the top, Quinn.
I won two cards. I have two cards.
Oh, that's fair.
They said you were crazy. They said you couldn't put Mike inside of Ike, but they were wrong.
I think it's just a joke on, like, Americans think stuff is spicy.
Find yeah. Yours are down on the table. There, Quinn. The other ones.
Somebody pass me another Pog Tart, please. Oh, shit.
Can you get paid another Pop-Tart drink?
Pog Tart.
Yeah.
Okay. The one that looks very tropical.
Woo!
Pot-a-da Jamaican bobsled team. So, going to prom with a 108-year-old vampire, but they were wrong.
Was that a Twilight joke?
America.
Hey!
Holy fuck. They said we couldn't put Batman inside of hot people, but they were wrong.
What?
Batman's been in a lot of hot people.
I was going to say, is that like a message on how the nerd culture has become mainstream?
Yeah. No, Ben Affleck was Batman. A horrible Batman. All right, so they said we could not put the Jews inside of 8 ounces of sweet black tar Mexican heroin.
They're going to start thinking we're doing it on purpose, Quinn.
The bad thing is I thought it was Tanner's because it was the first one.
Yeah.
Show me your genitals. Is
pretty.
Buddy, I'm sorry you haven't read a black card.
It's okay.
He's just ran over town there with his fucking
chicken. I'm Bobby Flay, and if you can't stand blank.
That was a good throw, Tanner.
What?
You grabbed too many cards there.
No, I didn't.
Oh, I spit on mine.
I'm Bobby Flay. Get out of the kitchen.
Sorry. God, so many chips all the way over here.
I'm Bobby Flay, and if you can't stand getting crushed by a vending machine, get out of the kitchen.
Why is there a vending machine in the kitchen?
I'm Bobby Flay. And if you can't...
All the chocolate on your what?
Oh, my penis. Get out of the kitchen.
Thank you.
Where the chocolate on the penis, take it.
That was good. That was good.
That was a good one.
Oh, shit. Because usually his secret ingredient is chocolate.
Wow.
Tanner, do us a favor and read a black card, please, even though I won.
How did I lose my virginity?
It was right here.
I'm so sorry.
Why are you apologizing? I'm glad you read this one, because I was really worried what was going to come.
Wheezing.
About to be rough, Tanner.
Okay.
Sorry.
Paige, are you ready for this?
This is what happens when we haven't seen each other in like 72 hours. And we add alcohol and... What? Just kick the light.
Co-host down.
Do you even know what cards you played?
Nope.
Oh, God. I have to go to jail. That's what she just said. I have to go to jail.
What the fuck?
Okay.
What card did you play?
How did I lose my virginity? My bright pink fuckhole.
They're laughing at two different things.
Oh, there's...
Oh, no.
I don't think he can say this.
Well, he is a cleric of the groom.
How did I lose my virginity? A little boy who won't shut the fuck up about dinosaurs.
I think mine's pretty tame.
We're about to find out. How did I lose my virginity?
This is literal.
Oh, I have a headache. Oh, ow.
Yep. It's warm in here.
Oh, God.
You. And we apologize.
This is Cards Against Humanity.
That is true.
You can't be held responsible for any card you lay down.
I'm guessing my bright pink fuckhole is yours.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Paige. I couldn't pick yours.
That's...
If you did, I would have to call the police. So it's fine.
All right.
Just get rid of those, please.
Yeah. Where's the discard pile?
It's over here.
I don't know if it's going to get funnier than that.
Because we're not even 60 minutes in.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Here we go again, folks.
In the new Disney Channel original movie, Hannah Montana struggles with blank for the first time. This Friday, 8 p.m., Disney Channel, the new Disney Channel movie, Hannah Montana struggles with lactation for the first time.
Oh.
Spicy, I like it. And lastly, Hannah Montana struggles with Adderall for the first time. Pretty sure it wasn't the first time she struggled with that. I'm going to go with lactation.
That wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
Oh, that was me. Sorry.
Did you play Adderall?
I did play Adderall.
Is everybody else counting to make sure they have 7 cards all the time?
Yep.
All right.
Yep, I sure do.
You can't be with the one you love. Love blank. I'm concerned.
Like the fact that was so quick.
For me and Paige. Oh, okay. Oh, if you can't be with the one that you love. Love a table for one at Cheesecake Factory.
Oh,
that one kind of
really
hit close
perfect.
To home.
Ow.
Oh, man.
Can't be with the one you love. Love all these boys in my yard for milkshakes. If you can't be with the one that you love, love chunky highlights. All right, table for one at Cheesecake Factory. Y'all ready for this?
Bet you can't have just one.
But it's doing what you're saying.
Two of them are on the table. You're just going to have to shuffle.
One. Preteens. Me time. Bet you can't have just one. This is the winner. Another shitty year. Bet you can't have just one. Please.
That was mad.
Thanks.
Oh, I'm going to play the most fucked up one every time. I hope you understand.
Everything's on the table.
What's a girl's best friend?
I usually pick a good one, so hopefully it's a good one.
What's a girl's best friend? Is it... The Wi-Fi password.
Oh, come on, really? Japanese man. Not turning that ass.
I have 10 cards.
Big old fat zero.
Arby's, we have the blank. There's only one correct answer for this card. There's one
down there. Oh.
Arby's, we have eating the last known bison.
Hey, you got it!
Wait, wait. The crowd cheering.
Oh.
Which one I've had said.
No, the computer volume.
I've had that one for a while. I've been trying to get rid of it.
I know, there's like...
The last known bison was pretty good.
Check me out, yo. I call this dance move blank.
Just put him. No. Oh. Yahtzee.
I call this dance move sucking down thousands of pounds of krill every day.
Can you imitate that for us? We want to dance move.
All right, check me out, yo. I call this dance move genuine human connection.
Come on, look at me.
Nobody knows that.
That one cuts deep.
Do you want it to?
Check me out, yo. I call this dance move pretending to be happy. That's so good.
Give it up.
Pretending to be happy.
That used to be me every day, Monday through Friday.
Still Ooh. Is. Hey.
No, it's, oh, for you it is.
What's up?
Oh.
Oh, man.
Here comes airplane.
Engine.
Thank you.
Introducing Extreme Baseball. It's like baseball, but with strong female characters.
They had a movie about that. It's called A League of Their Own.
The one that made me the most upset was the pug one. So that's the one that wins. Because that's the one that made me the most upset.
Let's go.
How dare you make me say those words?
I just want to hear Paige say the word penis today. It was great.
Very close second.
Wait.
Sorry, I just go and pick up MILFs at Walmart.
Wow.
Did you say milk?
MILF.
Oh. We're going to start triggering somebody's Siri search here in a second, so everybody needs to stop.
I should.
Did you hear it?
Oh, God.
Oh. This one's going to be exciting. New TSA guidelines now prohibit blank on airplanes.
I would literally eat two boxes a night of the Mike and Ike sours. I don't like regular Mike and Ikes. I only like the sours. Doing it right.
New TSA guidelines now prohibits whipping it out on airplanes. That's just frowned upon. It's not even.
Now it is. It's about time.
New TSA guidelines now prohibits the force on airplanes.
Again, about time.
That's just unpatriotic.
I know. The Jedi survived for thousands of years. TSA now prohibits piece of shit Christmas cards with no money in them on airplanes. I'm going to go with whipping it out.
That's a solid one.
Hey. Woo!
That's number two.
For whipping it out or no? Tanner, stop whipping it out.
I'm about the little boy. Oh, God.
You can't do that.
Oh. Are we ready for the next movie, for the next card?
That's a new movie.
Go ahead.
Don't miss Rachel Ray's hit new show, Cooking with Blank. Okay.
I just feel like these are just going to be.
Don't miss Rachel Ray's hit new show, Cooking with Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Bill
Nye the Science Guy. That's a pretty decent one. Okay, don't miss Rachel Ray's new hit, Cooking with Jizz Twinkies.
They said shiz Twinkies. I'm like, what the fuck are shiz? Never mind, I got them.
Don't miss Rachel Ray's new hit show, Cooking with a Much Younger Woman.
We're the three best friends that anyone have.
What is George W. Bush thinking about?
That was a pretty good throw. Change my guards. No, I already had one mulligan. One mulligan per hand. Tristan, I like your shirt today.
Oh, thank you.
I like how you looked at your arms first. You went, okay. Homer Simpson over there? Don't.
Don't.
Look who sriracha, enchilada, lada, lada.
What is George W. Bush thinking about right now? Could George W. Bush be thinking about how bad his daughter fucked up her dad's recital?
Does he have a daughter?
Yes.
Does he really?
Mm, me too.
Or is George W. Bush thinking about a frozen homeless man shattering on your doorstep?
But homeless people
are funny.
Homeless people are not funny, Tristan.
George Bush doesn't care about homeless people.
Oh, look at Katrina.
No, that was black people.
Well, well, after Katrina, they were homeless.
Two birds, one stone.
No, just one dam.
Oh.
Oh, it's my turn.
Coming to Broadway this season, blank, the musical.
I play cards because I know it's going to make people laugh.
Somebody wants to pack my soul.
You just want a Coke or not? Can you get her a beverage?
Coming to Broadway this season, the female orgasm, the musical.
He's literally 4.3%.
That's being the unaired episode.
Coming to Broadway this season, the Tony Award-winning play.
I'll be honest, the Chemical Weapons one would have been good if her...
Because you're my favorite.
I put down the female orgasm. No. Because I'm...
Wait, are you picking another one?
That one was literally one that I have already won.
I said some of them were...
Gotcha.
Dupes. We have a lot, of, like, expansion packs in here. That's all the expansion packs. Yeah.
That's a no from me, dog.
Nope. Oh, Tristan, you're good. That was a good throw. That's mine. Did you just put your peck on me? Never do that again.
Just when you're not paying attention.
I put a new sticker on our fridge, by the way, guys. It's actually a magnet.
Very nice. Very nice.
It was for my filing cabinet at work.
There you go.
You three will be happy to know on my goodbye card from everybody, I cut out three people's things and I just kept them. Only three people.
I also gave you a post-it note.
I know, that's why I kept it. I taped the other two to the post-it note.
Oh, you cut out ours?
I cut yours. Threw everything else away.
A joyless vegan patty. That's a no from me, dog. Jobs. That's a no from me, dog.
Ah, get it.
Oh, my God. A joyless vegan patty. Two times for the win, everybody. A joyless vegan patty wins because there were two of them.
That's pretty funny.
Shake hands. Rock, paper, scissors, and figure out. It was almost, but there were literally two joyless vegan patties. But it was almost Jobs.
That's called a double cheeseburger.
Jobs are a no from me, dog. You know what?
You can take it.
No.
I'll take it.
I revise my thing. Jobs. It's a no from me, dog.
Why? Because IT never does theirs?
Because nobody should have a job.
I can dog shit all I want right now.
Wah.
Whack.
All babe, your burps smell like blank.
No, I wish I would have kept penis breath.
Flip it. Oh, he might have seen it.
I didn't see.
Okay.
I keep forgetting to draw a card. That's like my problem. I played. Oh, like, okay. I only have two cards. Uno.
All babe, your burps smell like being a dick to children.
Paige.
That wasn't me.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. That's nerds flirting with each other, man.
Oh, babe, your burps smell like the cool, refreshing taste of Pepsi.
Ew. Ew. Pepsi is not refreshing. Coke is the only soft drink. Coke is the official soft drink of the Armory 33 podcast.
Yep. And beer. All kinds of beer.
Drink. I said soft drink. Soft so.
That's true. That's true. I spit on myself.
Excuse me. Pardon me.
Whew. Being a dick to children.
She napping?
Wait, being a dick to children? Yep. And that's a dozen for Quinn.
Discard.
Okay, so last one wins.
Let's go around, Tanner, that. You started the last round, so I'll read, and then you'll read, and then we'll finish.
Okay.
With the ever so wonderful Miss Paige.
Sounds good to me.
Fun tip. When your man asks for you to go down on him, try surprising him with blank instead. Why are you huffing and puffing?
Because you're thinking, well, oh, I wish I had that one first.
Fun tip. When your man asks you to go down on him, try surprising him with the entire Mormon dream.
Tabernacle.
Thank you. Tabernacle Choir. Tristan, you want to read us a black card?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the Kool-Aid man, not the Hamburglar.
It's wait, beginning to look a lot like...
Fuck this. Oh, sorry. No.
I have such a good one for this. I'm so fucking mad.
12 ones that were just... That's good.
It's
that's
beginning to look a lot like self-loathing.
Hmm. That one hits pretty good.
Sorry, buddy. It's beginning to look a lot like puberty.
That's good. It's because you have...
Tanner coming out in the end. There you go. I heard something.
Didn't you just say you're...
No. Yeah, but they wouldn't be opening the door. It's like, oh, God.
Maybe they brushed up against the doorknob.
Ha, 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 ha.
Alternative medicine is now embracing the curative powers of...
Since Paige is the last one, we'll do two cards.
Everybody throws in?
Shits and giggles.
Well, for her, it's just mainly giggles.
Snorts and wheezes.
Just add that one in there just for randomness.
There's no win in this world.
There is not.
Alternative medicine is now embracing the curative powers of completely unwarranted confidence.
These chips.
Or poorly timed Holocaust jokes.
That's me. The clitoris always wins.
I thought you were married, Quinn.
You found it.
Long time ago, buddy.
That's why we have no children.
Somebody else called us out.
This has been... an excellent, excellent.
You messed me. The Armory 33 podcast, folks.
Before we leave, you want to try these?
You saw those Mike and Ike's, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Give them a shot. You got chasers.
Ooh, there's a pull tab. It's like a grenade.
Grenade for your mouth. It is cactus flavored licorice from Sweden.
A country known for its disgusting food.
But really nice furniture.
Yeah.
And great
and
people.
Decent chocolate. The issue is...
Paige had six back.
No. Paige closed out six.
Five of them were 4%. I am literally doing fine.
When Paige gets drunk, she starts doing deficits. It's true. You only ever do sobriety tests on here.
Why would you ever need to do a sobriety test?
Unsolicited sobriety tests only happen when you're drunk.
Unsolicited.
Where are we at?
Not as bad as I originally thought.
There it is.
Oh!
There's the bad.
In the back.
Sorry, gentlemen.
It's like one of those old spearmint candies.
You were okay with it at first, and then you got really offended by it.
Tanner looks like he might be sick.
Yes, we're still...
Hey, guys. It was nice seeing you this week. Stop by again.
We've missed you.
At the Armory 33 podcast. This week, unofficially sponsored by...
Well, MunchAddict.com.
Unofficially sponsored. If you buy stuff from them, tell them that you heard about us on the Armory 33 podcast.
Tell them you heard about us.
Yes.
It's my marketing
this is
director.
The most confusing food I've ever eaten.
I'm happy for you.
Next to that dick.
Good luck.
See ya.